Last month, National Geographic Traveler magazine unveiled its annual Best of the World list online. The magazine's editors picked 20 cities they say travelers have to see in 2015 and included Oklahoma City. The physical copy of the December-January issue with that list hits newsstands today. One of those writers responsible for the selection is the magazine's features editor, Amy Alipio. She joins me by phone from her office in Washington, D.C. Amy, glad you're with us.
Thanks for having me.
So National Geographic Traveler called Oklahoma City the pride of the plains. Tell me what exactly that means.
Well, I think what stood out for us about Oklahoma City was that the person who nominated it said it was the most improved city in the country. And that's because how much authentic homegrown development is happening there right now. And it's not like some developer coming in and deciding to build, you know, a residential district with high-end stores. I mean, these are people, it seems, who are locals who maybe left to work as a chef in Paris or London or as a musician in New York and are coming back to open their own restaurants and venues.
It's a pretty impressive list. We're one of only four American cities selected, and Oklahoma City is joined by cities in Taiwan, Peru, and Corsica. What criteria were you using to select these 20 cities?
Well, it's funny because I let myself have a little panic attack every time I start this project every year because there are so many great destinations in the world, and, you know, how do you narrow that down to 20? But luckily, I have this amazing global network of National Geographic explorers and, you know, editors and writers that I tap into, and they submit nominations based on criteria such as whether a place is sustainable-minded in some way, timely, of course, culturally, or naturally rich, and, of course, you know, just a superlative destination that you travel to.
I don't think anyone who lives here is unfamiliar with Oklahoma City's renaissance, our passage of the MAPS proposals to revitalize downtown in the 1990s and late 2000s, and the tax incentives used to bring major national companies to the state. But also on the list were cities like Medellin in Colombia, the home of the late drug lord Pablo Escobar. You even refer to it in the article as the world's former cocaine capital, and Tunis, Tunisia, the launching point of the Arab Spring revolutions almost 4 years ago. A city in Myanmar was on the list. It seems like resurgence was an overarching theme of this list. Was that a conscious decision?
I don't think it's conscious. It's just, I think that when people look at nominating, that's definitely one of the things that make it timely. And we also just like, you know, surprising people with our lists. I mean, we want to introduce people to great places that they might not have heard of, or they should put a spotlight on places that you have heard of but wouldn't necessarily think of as being as part of a best of anything list. I mean, we have enough lists with the Tuscany and Paris and Tokyo on it. And, you know, and our list as well has classics like Mont Saint-Michel and the Presidio and San Francisco. But we kind of want to open up the world a bit more, and I think ultimately that's what National Geographic is all about.
And finally, it seems like you gravitate towards cities that are a little off the beaten path that people wouldn't normally think of as must-see destinations. I think Memphis was a recent selection as well. What surprised you about Oklahoma City, and what kind of reaction have you heard from other people?
Yeah, well, it's funny. The range of the reaction when Oklahoma City appeared on the list is kind of ranged from, you know what, you know, WTF, to it's about time. And I think that range only kind of reinforces the rightness or the timeliness of the choice because, you know, this is a city that's dynamic and that people are passionate about discussing.
That's Amy Alipio. She's the features editor for the magazine National Geographic Traveler. The December-January issue on newsstands today called Oklahoma City one of the 20 cities travelers must visit in 2015. Amy, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.